Hi, and welcome to the Aimless Yarn Podcast, where two friends talk about random and inconspicuous stories about their real lives over the years as friends. My name is John DeCunha.
And I'm Luke. And John, you managed to get through the intro this week.
You know why? Because I actually made it up.
Were you reading right. from a script last week?
I was reading, so I thought, you know what, let's just not, because then I overthink stuff, and then I get it wrong, I get my tongue twisted. But yeah, so what have you been up to this week then, Luke?
Have you seen the Reface app?
Yes, you're addicted to that app.
Them pictures and videos I've been putting on Facebook.
No, one I have, yeah.
I've put loads on. Anyway, the other day I'm scrolling through the app to see which one I'm going to use next, you know, and it comes up with this, the character from Austin Powers, Fat Bastard, you know, the Scottish sumo wrestler guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Aye, a baby, you know him.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, there's a clip of him in his sumo underpants, you know.
Yeah.
And he's going around half naked, and so I don't know if people are listening to this know what the Reface app is, but basically, you upload a photograph of your face to this app, and it superimposes your face on their face. So basically, you can be Ace Ventura, or you're just a character, or on a GIF or a video or a picture or whatever. Henry VIII painting, you know, I did that the other day.
Yeah, I saw that, mate. I mean, I don't really go on Facebook that much, but when I do, it's normally you on this app.
Oh, no, yeah. Anyway, so it's Fat Bastard, and I thought, oh, that'll be funny. So I put my face on him, and then I tried to upload it to Facebook.
Yeah.
And then Facebook banned me.
Why?
For breaching the community standards.
What? Oh, for God's sake.
Because they said it was sex and nudity, because he's going round, isn't he, with his no clothes on and stuff like that. But I appealed it, because I don't think they must have some bloody gadget that scans the videos and the pictures that go on there.
Yeah.
And because obviously he's there with his man boobs out, you know, and I think he must have picked that up, and it's banned it. And I appealed it. It says you can appeal our decision if you want, and I appealed it. But no, so I got banned for 24 hours from posting and commenting.
rebel.
Lifted though. The ban.
You absolute rebel.
So that's what happened to me.
Oh, God, Luke.
I thought it was funny.
Yeah, well, you are actually addicted to that. I've seen all kinds of Ace Ventura ones, I think. You've done them ones, haven't you?
Yeah.
There's video ones where you can do stills. It is quite a good way to kill time, isn't it?
Yeah. It's like, I'll be sat there, I'll think, I haven't done a Reface today.
I ain't done a Reface Jack in the last Sparrow. 20 minutes.
There's a funny Jack Sparrow one as well, yeah.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, some really good ones on there.
Oh, God. Oh, dear.
I wonder if he's Donald Trump.
I think he'd be good as a Donald Trump. I don't think it's really weird, right? When I do that app, it makes me look like you. It's bizarre. I don't know why.
Well, it's you that got me on it.
I know, I got you on it. But
was it
if you look honestly...
Was Reface the one that you did it on first? Was it Reface or it's something else?
It was...
Because you'd done that bit where... That... Yeah, it was the bit where Ace Ventura's feeding them birds on that cliff edge.
That were it, yeah,
when
yeah.
I saw that, I thought, that looks...
Angry little fella!
I thought, that looks funny. And then I looked to see what app it was, and so anyway, I've done loads now.
Oh, I know you have, mate. So that's my fault. I do apologise. Luke's new addiction is the Reface app. So, yeah. I've been quite busy this week, Luke.
Yeah? You want to tell us about it?
Well, I finally got my new car delivered on Friday.
Yeah.
It rolled up. Obviously, because of the lockdown and everything, you can't go out of your area, can you? So
no.
This is the first car I've ever bought where I've never test drove it. I've never looked at it. And it just showed up on back of a trailer. I must admit, it was quite a nice feeling, because it was like a present arriving, like a delivery.
Yeah. Mm.
And to be fair, the guy that sold me the car, he was true to his word. He did really good videos for me. And I'll give him a bit of a shout out, actually, because the car's immaculate. It's called Cedar Car Specialists, and I think they're based in Mansfield. So if you want a quality used car, please go to them, because Sean, his name is, he's absolutely brilliant, and he has got some really good cars, and he's got an eye for a decent car. So yeah, I got my A-Class. I got it's an A180 AMG Sport, and it's ideal little family car. I love it. It's perfect, and it's
Ramming boot.
I don't need one no more because he's older, innit? You know, but that was exciting. Thanks when I got that. Yeah, and it's cool. It's got a park assist feature. And check this out. It parallel parks itself. You take your hands off like that, and the steering wheel just turns like that. And I showed my father-in-law, and he was like, "What? What?" He couldn't believe it. It was so funny to see his face. But yeah. And then it was my daughter's 18th.
I couldn't believe that.
On Saturday. I know. Oh, God. Since 2 minutes ago, she was a kid. So we did the best we could for her. Obviously, just had our bubble over, which is obviously Karen's mum over. And just had a few drinks, got some takeaways, Domino's, KFC. Made it best we could. The next day we got her to go down to the off license and buy herself a drink just so she could feel like she could buy alcohol at 18, you know what I mean? So it worked out all right in the end, but yeah, bless her, she's well over. I can't believe she's 18 driving around in a car. Proper little adult now. No stopping her, I tell you. I know, it keeps coming up on my phone. You're going to be. That means I've got exactly, what, 4 months? 5 months? 4 months to take the mick out of you and call you 40. I can still remain 39. But yeah, what do you think about that? Or does it not bother you now?
I'm fine, yeah. It was 35 when I had a problem.
Really?
Because I was going to be on the other side of 35. I can't be 36. I had like a midlife crisis, you know.
I really was
stressed about getting old, you know, and then.
You're joking.
Yeah, but now I'm not bothered. I mean, the fact that I've resigned to the fact that, you know, it's a lockdown birthday.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Claire's got some ideas, you know, so I know I'm going to enjoy my birthday. So.
Well, I can't. It's not as if I can come over.
It's about having your family around you anyway, and it's not about having a big bash, is it?
It's not about having your mates around you. It's all about your family now, Luke, isn't it?
You know what I mean, though, don't
you? I know. I'm taking me. Yeah. But no, I had a problem with 30. Yeah, a really big problem with 30. Don't know why. I just thought, I'm going to be old. But then when you get in your 30s, you're like, I'm still not old.
It's your best old's decade, like, though, isn't it?
Old's like 70, 80, isn't it, mate? You can still, I think people live longer and look younger for longer anyway, so it don't really bother me. But yeah, I'll have to get you a card, and I'll do a little drawing as well, as I always do.
Yeah,
just for you, Luke. But yeah.
Well, you've only got a few postal days left, so get on with it.
Yeah, I will, don't you worry. And happy birthday from this podcast to you, because you'll already be 40 by the time we get to your next podcast. Yeah, you see, happy birthday,
Luke.
I'll be able to tell you
about my birthday.
Yeah, fantastic. So that's what we've been up to this week. So what are we talking about this week, Luke?
Well, I kind of mentioned it last week about when my dad had a pub in Lower Bentham, in North Yorkshire, called the Punch Bowl Hotel.
Is that what it was called?
Punch Bowl Hotel, didn't you?
I didn't know it had rooms. How many rooms did it have?
I don't know. Well, of course it had rooms. We stayed there, didn't we?
I know we stayed there, but I didn't know if there was, like, quarters. Like, I mean, you know what I mean? I mean, how old were we? We were 15.
High school, 15, 16, or something like that.
I think it was 15, yeah, and it was his first kind of lad's best mate holiday, wasn't it?
Well, I used to go there, like, semi-regular to stay with my dad, you know.
Yeah.
And, but I'd always like be there on my own, you know. And my dad said, do you want to bring a mate with you? So I asked you, obviously, and because I was there on my own, just entertaining myself, playing pool with myself, you know.
playing myself in
playing
the pub
pool
Luke.
Against myself. And so anyway, we went, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Spent a few, like a long weekend there. But this pub were like an old-fashioned pub, do you know what I mean? It were like very uneven floor, you know, like an up bit and a down bit. And across the road from there was this stream, wasn't there?
Yes.
Straight across the road there, and you can go down there and they're like pebbles and all sorts of stuff. What did we find? What did we find on that beach, John?
Well, as soon as we got there, we did a bit of exploring, didn't we?
Yeah.
And we found a way, because there was a bridge. Was there a bridge opposite?
The bridge, yeah.
And you could get down the side of it. So I think we hopped over the wall, and then we got down to like the side of the river, and it was like really pebbly, wasn't it?
What is it? Are those in rivers?
I don't know what it is. But we found this perfect... It was really weird, because we thought it was a ball at first. We found a perfectly round pebble, didn't we? And we was like, oh, that's a bit odd. And then I remember... me getting giddy, just smashed it against a rock, but it split perfectly in half.
Was like, it? Wasn't it already smashed though? Or did
no,
you
it wasn't.
Break it?
No, I broke it. I remember breaking it, and then we broke it. Look, that it was like looked really weird inside, like crystallized. So we thought, oh, we can't throw this away. So we said, well, let's have one each. You know, as a symbol of our friendship.
Oh God, I'll tack it.
Yeah. So we had half of this rock each. Which were quite cool. How did we get down to your dad's pub? Did he?
Well, I got my dad's Sierra.
Yeah, because I remember the Sierra.
That grey one. Like a light grey, wasn't it?
That's it, yeah. I don't remember Journey Down, weirdly. Gia. God, that'd be like a Rolls Royce back then. But yeah, I don't remember Journey Down there, but I just remember being there and like you said, playing pool, because obviously dad just kept giving us... Did he give us coins or did he just...
20s, yeah, it were like 40p if we wanted for a game.
Oh,
so we'd
God.
Go and you'd just get us like a load of 20s out of till.
We were just pumping them in.
That's
and
all
just...
we had, you know, we just had a game of pool, and then I brought my SNES as well, didn't I?
Yes, and I had... Was it my game that I brought? Was it SimCity or was it your game as well?
It was your game and my SNES.
That were it. We had a memory card as well. You see, oh no, it wasn't a memory card. I'm thinking at PS1. No, you're right. It was the SNES, and it was an addictive game, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So we kind of just flipped between playing pool and was it 2 weeks we were there or just a week?
No, I thought it was just a long weekend.
I think it was longer than that.
I think it was a school holiday. I can't remember. It might have been a school holiday.
I think it was.
We were there long enough. It probably were like a week or something. Yeah, school holiday.
I think it was because we built the most amazing city on that Sim City game. Because I remember we taking turns, didn't we? And we got to the point we'd built so much on it, right? This is how much time we had on our hands. We're reclaiming land from the sea, do you remember?
Yeah,
and it just got massive, didn't it? It was just so much time to kill. That's why I said it were like a week or so, maybe longer. But yeah, I remember us playing that a lot. But going back to this rock again, Lou, this is when we started having bad luck, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's really bizarre.
Oh,
it was like...
We kept falling out, didn't we?
We kept falling out. I mean... You've probably heard on this podcast before, me and Luke are complete opposites, but we just get along like a house on fire.
Yeah.
But we do know how to rub each other up the wrong way if we're getting bored. So I think that's a bit of boredom, bit of getting a bit frustrated with each other, tied with teenage hormones. We just clashed a bit, didn't we? But we just tied in when we were getting these rocks, wasn't it?
You know? And we blamed it on these rocks, didn't we? These rocks are making us fall out.
The cursed! The cursed!
This cursed pebble. But I've got a load of pictures from that weekend.
Have you actually got pictures?
I've got this little album, and
right.
I've got a load of photographs from that weekend or that week or whatever.
Okay.
So I'll send you them and put them on.
Yeah, please. I'll put them on Instagram because I've been putting like pictures. Like I managed to find. I was trying to find the picture of it before it got destroyed, but I don't know where I've put it, but I did find the picture after the crash, and there's a picture of me holding bonnet up with my sideburns. Have you checked it out yet?
I was so posed, that picture.
I know.
You're wearing that blue coat as well.
I know.
That's the blue
coat from the video.
That's the blue coat from the other podcast we were talking about.
As soon as I saw that picture, I thought, that's that blue coat.
It didn't even twig with me, Luke. Honestly, it didn't even twig.
But you saw it so posed, that picture, you're like just lifting bonnet, looking inside, you know what you're looking at?
The engine had collapsed. Engine were like sat like that in engine bay. I was just in shock. I was like, Jesus.
Who took that picture?
With me granddad.
Your granddad?
Oh. Yeah, because he came with me to have a look at it. And I would just, I think I was in a bit of shock because I didn't realise how bad the crash was until I look at the car and it's like shaped like a banana.
Yeah.
And it's completely smashed up. And, you know, for me to walk away with just a cut on my knee, I was really lucky. Yeah. You know, it's just, oh, mate.
Yeah, you don't realise, because when I crashed mine, it was night, you know, and it was upside down. So you don't, until you like eventually go and see the car once it's been recovered and you go and have a look at it, you don't realise how bad it is, do you?
No, that's it. Yeah. That's it, mate. It's just, it's just silly when we're a bit younger, weren't we?
But yeah, it's off track.
Yeah, we're going down a cobble road. Yeah. But yeah, do you remember we actually went into Morecambe at one point? Did your dad drop us off? I think I remember.
No, we got a bus.
So we got a bus.
You were like, so we'd been falling out. We'd fallen out or something, and you went off to bedroom and put Snez on.
Oh,
City.
That were it.
And I'm like, I don't know where I was.
You're not using my Snez.
I end up coming back in and just walked in and you're there playing on the Snez. And I just turned it off.
You turned it off. I said, what are you doing?
You've done loads of work on this City.
I know. And
I turned it off.
Oh, God.
I would my Snez. Just falling out, you know what I mean? and then when we realised that these pebbles are no good.
These
for
pebbles,
us,
that were it.
Pebbles are cursed.
Oh no! And then that's when we thought right, we're going to throw them back. So we went to the bridge, didn't we?
Yeah.
We said right after three, one, two, three, and we threw them back in river, didn't we?
And after that, we're all right again.
It was really weird. It was like cursed stones. So don't pick up any cursed stones, whatever you do.
Definitely, I don't.
But after that,
too, me mate.
No, it was a weird old one as well to crystallise in the middle. It was weird. It was very, very strange, but it did tie in. But yeah, but we ended up catching a bus then, didn't we? Things started picking up after that, didn't it? Yeah. So we thought, right, let's actually go into Morecambe. And
there was a theme park there.
That were it.
It's called Frontierland.
That were it, bloody hell.
It's not
hell.
There anymore.
Is it not?
No. I looked into it a few weeks ago, just to see if it was still there, because I don't know, I just got reminded of it somehow in my head. And I thought, I wonder if it's still there, and it's, yeah, they've built a load of like shopping complex on top of it.
Oh, what a shame.
Yeah.
Because we've actually got pictures, you sent me some pictures already, haven't you, there was a cowboy and Indian. Was it crazy golf, or was it just randomly put up there?
I think they'd like fashioned the theme park to kind of, you know, just to get a few more people in, and it'd been one thing, and then they decided to turn it into like a Wild West type, a cowboy and Indian theme. So they had like chiefs and stuff around there, and maidens, and you know, just that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And there's a photograph of you pretending to kiss one of them.
That were it. I've stood next
picture. And then in the next picture, you're getting hit under the chin by the chief.
That were it.
Because I've got some pictures of it. There's a picture of me going past a no entry sign down an old, you know, cart track.
Oh yeah, yeah. Stuff. Yeah. I remember that. And then there's some pictures outside your dad's pub as well. Yeah. Where we found one of those dome mirrors, didn't we?
Oh, yeah.
And the only way we could do a selfie, because we couldn't do selfies, we just had wind on cameras back then.
Yeah,
so no, we just basically waved at the camera. I'm smiling. I think I've got my braces on as well. I did have braces on, I remember seeing now. We're just both waving like that. You're holding camera doing that, and I'm like that. It was quite funny, actually. But yeah, it's great. But yeah, I remember... If you don't know what Morecambe is, it's like a very kind of traditional you know, stereotypical, I don't know, what would you call it? It's like Blackpool, isn't it? Kind of seaside town.
Yeah, seaside resort, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and we were pissing about, weren't we? That were it, we were messing about. I think we paid to go on some rides or arcades, vaguely remember. I mean, we're talking, what we're talking, Luke? 25 years ago.
It's a while ago, because like I said, we were at high school, weren't we? About 14 or 15, 16 years old or something like that.
That's it. If you hear what
the album in front of me now.
I was just going to say, if you can hear some flapping sounds, that's not a bird that's got into the studio. It's just Luke.
The studio.
And when I say studio, I mean a conservatory in Luke's front room.
Studio.
And I do apologise as well. If you start hearing a lot of clattering, that's because it's been absolutely hammering it down. Yeah, it was hammering down for about half an hour. Well, it was supposed to snow here today, but I think it's just not. I just think it's just not cold enough, Luke.
Yeah.
Because it was definitely rain that was coming down. Because we don't get snow here because it's too bloody warm. But yeah, but I remember is what we're doing now. That God. Oh, you might have to take your virtual screen off, Luke.
Virtual background off, yeah.
Oh, here we go. He's got his album out. Now, if you're listening on the podcast, you can watch this on YouTube if you like. But Luke is showing me the album up to his camera, and I can see... Who is that? Citroen AX? There's me... Right, I'll describe it. So there's me with my head through one of those... What are they called?
It's like it's stocks, isn't it?
Yeah, stocks and Frontierland. Yeah, so that's me and Luke in the mirror. That's your dad's pub. That's me at my mum's house back in Crimble, Luke.
Where?
Doing the decks.
Oh yeah, I know that. Yeah.
On the floor. So I've got two decks and a mixer, and I'm scratching.
That's you picking your nose.
Oh yeah. Oh God, and that's your dad's Sierra, isn't it?
That's that grey Sierra.
Ah.
You're in a teepee.
Oh yeah, this with the look how skinny I was. Look at my forearm. It's like a bloody toothpick. And then that's you going into a decrepit house, isn't it? Or pretending to. What we got here?
That's that picture.
That's me kissing that Indian, which is a statue, and me getting thumped in the chin by another Indian statue man for kissing his missus.
That's on top of that bridge.
Oh yeah, that's the bridge. Oh yeah, that's
the pebbles.
That's the pebbles. You could probably see rock there somewhere.
Yeah, that's the snow.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's Glenn. His long hair. Oh Luke, we use that picture. That picture, right, there's a picture of me on a little motorbike, and we used it in for an animation at school.
I don't know if you could hear me then, because obviously I was away from the microphone. But
Luke, that did you see the one on the motorbike?
Yeah, we made an animation with it, didn't we?
Yes, we did. Now this was, like I said, back in '96, and there were no such thing as they didn't use PCs for some reason. They used these special ones for schools called Acorns, and if you remember them,
Acorn, yeah.
And they had specific operating system just for their computers, and they had a really good animation program. I remember we scanned it in, didn't we, and then I drew out backgrounds, and we made this thing of me just going through this, doing like stunts and jumping over hills, and then going through somebody up in the mouth. I think it was a dragon, and I went through its intestines, and I got pulled out the other end. Yeah, it was really good, but I don't think there was any way of saving it apart from floppy disk. And because they were Acorn computers, you couldn't put it onto another computer. It had to be an Acorn one, because it wouldn't have been recognised. So there was a lot of effort wasted in that. I would have loved to see that. But same with some of his recordings. If you don't know, me and Luke, weirdly, it's doing a full circle now, but me and Luke used to do recordings on my PC around the same age. And we lost all them as well. It's a shame, isn't it? Because if we found them...
Oh, yeah.
God, it would have brought back some memories. But again, we're going off track here, aren't we? Yeah. We'll probably touch that one in another episode. But yeah, what Luke showed was Frontierland, where we were. And I remember we got a bit bored because there weren't that much to do. I think there weren't even many rides, were there? I think there was just stuff to see, weren't there? But anyway, it was quite a weird day. It was like cloudy but really warm, I remember. And we were hanging about the arcade and we saw these two girls. And they kept looking over at us.
Looking and smiling, and me and you were like,
yeah, we were like, get in, lad, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We've pulled here.
Without saying no.
Was this before or after we went to the pub? Or was it while we were at the pub?
I think we went there after.
Oh, right, that was it. So anyway, so we started trying to follow these girls around, didn't they? Didn't we? Because we wanted to talk to them, really, didn't we? So we kind of followed them from here to there, and they kept giving us eye and that. And we thought, this isn't like us, Luke, you know. We don't normally get a bit of female attention. And anyway, we got closer to them, like, and then they just shouted randomly, because fuck off, like that. Yeah,
they ran away.
They ran off, and I was like, what was the point in that?
Both look at each other, oh, let's just go to the pub, you know.
Let's just go to the pub, that were it.
And then we sat outside. So we sat outside. John says, you stay here. So I sat outside on a bloody park bench, you know, pub garden.
Bearing in mind, we're both 15.
And John says, you stay out here. I'll go in because I look old enough to get served.
Because I've got sideburns and my braces.
My sideburns and my braces. And he comes wandering out with two pints of coke.
Well, it was so funny, Luke, because you didn't see this bit, but I walked in, like, all right, mate, how you doing? Put some car keys on the side, like. I was like, yeah, can I have two pints, please? And he's like, have you got any ID? And I'm like, no, I don't. I've left it at home, actually. Yeah. I said, I've got my car keys here, though, mate. Fat Mix, sorry, mate, we can't serve you. I said, okay. Can I have two pints of Coke, then?
Oh,
so we ended up coming back, didn't we? And they sat on this.
You come wandering out with two pints of coke, man. I just couldn't stop laughing my head off. Because the last thing you said to me before you went in was, "Stay, because I look old enough to get served." I'm like, as if to say, "I don't look old enough." You know, I don't look old enough to get served, but you do.
They
served two pints of bloody coke.
Oh God! Well, what did we do after that? Because I can't really remember what happened after that. Went back to your.
It was just a funny day, you know.
It was just so funny. I mean, if you can tell from pictures, me and Luke just had. We've got this silly sense of humour.
But I think because there weren't that many rides there to go on, I think that's why we just ended up taking them stupid pictures of you kissing that statue.
I know, there weren't that much to do, really.
Chief, you know.
Well, we couldn't drink, could we? I don't think it was a nice enough day to go on beach or out. And we probably didn't have that much money anyway. We probably just had enough for something to eat and a bus fare home, didn't we? You know, but yeah, it was funny. But I remember when we got back though, had we already thrown the rocks? We'd thrown the rocks before we went there, didn't we? I remember.
I think we'd done it before, yeah. And then me and my dad were like, "What do you want to do?" I says, "Why don't you go to Morecambe today?" You know. That's where we went. Didn't even cross our mind, you know.
No, I wouldn't get
to Morecambe. You know, there's a bus stop right at the side. Pub took you straight there, you know.
Yeah.
So, but it was great, you know. It's a right
isn't it? It is a really good memory.
It's not there anymore. So it's, you know.
Frontierland,
yeah. It's not there anymore. So we went. Camelot as well, that's gone down, you know. Remember Camelot?
I do remember Camelot, yeah.
Camelot, yeah, that's all closed down now as well. That's been shut down for a while.
Well, is that a theme park?
Claimed by the forest, yeah. Yeah, that's somewhere in Lancashire.
Bloody hell. But all them with this lockdown won't be doing very well, will they?
No.
If it'll be ground to an halt. But yeah, but I mean, it does lead us on to, Luke, what we used to get up to after school. Because obviously we were in a lot of lessons together as well, weren't we? Even though we were in the same form, weirdly, we were in a lot of lessons together, weren't we?
You just reminded me of something.
Oh, go on.
Carry on.
No, go on. It's all right.
Oh, God. I remember we were in fifth year and we were walking to your house to play any computer or whatever.
Yeah.
Microsoft Film Creator. What was that film? What was that program called? Microsoft Movie Maker.
Well, let me explain the program. Let me explain then before we go into this story. Yeah. So, me and Luke, obviously. We didn't have a lot to do in the 90s, did we, really? Let's be honest. We did have, obviously, SNESes and stuff like that. We didn't have mobiles or out, did we? We had, pages, but they were pointless. And me and Luke used to just take turns. Well, we say take turns, Luke. I used to go to Luke's house 90% of the time, and Luke used to come to me about 10%.
Because he couldn't be arsed to walk.
Get locked that one up. Anyway, to mine and eat all biscuits.
Anyway, at my house, when Luke used to come to my house on the rare occasion he did, our little hobby was obviously playing with the PC that I got for my birthday, for my 15th birthday. And one of the programs on this was called 3D Movie Maker, because we both had an interest in media, didn't we? And obviously it tied in with the movie making. I think was this before we got hold of a camcorder?
Yeah, I don't even think I'd had the idea yet at that stage.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder if I can get it up on, see if I can get it up on YouTube, do you think? Or do you want to do it?
What are you going to say?
So if you go on YouTube, look, and just type in 3D Movie Maker and share your screen, I don't know if it'll allow you to do it.
3D Movie Maker.
Yeah. Now, basically, while Luke's looking for that, I'll explain what it was. It was basically you making movies using characters and sets that was preloaded. It was actually a really, really creative program. It was probably ahead of its time, wasn't it, Luke? Mm. And you could choose from different camera angles and hundreds of different sound effects as well. And props you could use. And we used to spend hours on it. But my PC was pretty slow. I used to struggle. Running it, and we used to get a lot of sort of like jittery playbacks, didn't we? When we constructed them, you could play it when you constructed it all together, and it used to be like, didn't it? Even the opening
took ages, didn't it?
Took ages to learn.
To compile the video and stuff like that. Yeah. Funny. But what I was going to say was, we were walking, I think we were in fifth year.
Right.
And to get to your house, it was just like basically straight down the hill from school and then straight back up the hill to Well House, wasn't it?
Was like that?
Yeah, I know, like vertically down and then vertically back up again, you know.
Was it called Eastwood? Eastwood, that was it.
What, down by Titanic and up?
Lower Eastwood, it was called that hill, I think.
Well House Hill or something, is it?
It was called Lower Eastwood, I think, or Eastwood, something like that, but it was downside of Well House Junior School, wasn't it?
Yeah, and we got into Bottom. We just got past the Titanic Mill at Bottom. And
yeah.
It was the one and only time I'd ever skived off school.
Oh, yeah!
To go to your house, and what happened? The one and only time I ever skived from school in my 5 years at high school, and we got pulled over by police.
What, did they stop us?
They stopped us, yeah. And where are you going, lads? Exam leave, you know.
Are you sure?
yeah, just off to my mates to there. All right, then. No, it was just the one and only. Thank God they just kind
of... never done it before,
never
either.
Never got in trouble with police before.
Oh, God.
Happy myself, but yeah.
That's called Sod's Law, though, isn't it?
I know, but the one and only time ever that I bloody caught that... skived off school.
And why did we sky? Did we have a break or something between exam?
Games or something last, you know?
Yeah. We couldn't be arsed with it.
Yeah, so we're like, let's just not go and just go to your house and play on your computer.
Oh, God, you've just given me a flashback, Luke. I'm going to have to tell you now. So, I'm going to call my mum out here.
Go on then.
My mum never used to believe in paying stupid money for trainers, so she always used to get me shit trainers, and I used to get the piss taken out of me. Worse than that, fucking pony. It's gone. He's just took a swig of tea. And he's not... He's not... Don't spit it out, Luke. Oh, dear.
Oh, Jesus, John.
She got me. These pony trainers. God knows where she got them from. What? Everyone else is in bloody Nikes for bloody pee, and I'm in fucking pony shoes. Oh, dear. Anyway. The previous day before I had my PE lesson. No, no, it was about a few days before. I think I'd gone for a walk. I don't know if it, with you through a field. And we ended up, it was quite muddy. Went through this farmer's field. And I got stuck. I got stuck knee deep in blooming cow muck. Like, it went right up to my knee. So these pony trainers were completely soaked in cow dung, right? Anyway, I managed to get out with some help from my friends because he like sucking me in and that. Get some. My mum played L. Oh, well, they just bought you them. And I'm like, oh, I know, I'm sorry. Anyway, you there's me. Oh, yes. She's going to chuck them away, this shit. Like, put them in wash, right? Hung them out. Like new. Oh, I thought they were like new. Anyway, about a week later, I got these bloody pony trainers out again for my PE lesson, and I'm sat I'm sat next to Chris Shaw. Do you remember Chris Shaw?
Yeah.
On a bench, watching somebody play basketball, waiting for our turn. And he was taking piss out of my trainers, as I was used to. Who buys bloody pony trainers? And I'm like that. And anyway,
you didn't
when
get
I
put on with Chris, though, did you?
He hated me for some reason. I've no idea why. Probably because of his trainers,
Yeah, I got on quite well with it. But we were part of that clan, weren't we? You know, that group of people who picked on people.
Yeah.
I don't know. He always liked me for some reason. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. He had that effect on bullies, you. Mm. But anyway, yeah, we're taking piss. But. It was really weird. Before I put the trainers on, I thought I could have swore I smelled a bit of cow shit. And I'm going, oh, nah, just me. And anyway, I sat next to him, he's taking piss out of my trainers and that. And I'm like, oh, yeah, funny, I've never heard that one before. And then, anyway, he goes, oh, Blake, can you smell cow shit? And I'm like, no, I can't smell a thing. My mum hadn't washed him properly, they still stunk of cow shit. Oh, so I had pony shoes that smelt of cow shit. Can you have anything worse than that?
Oh, no.
Oh dear. Sorry, mate. Pony trainers. I'll never do that to Grayson. I think he's had Nike since he was about one. Yeah, so thanks for that.
I have feeler trainers.
Feeler. Yeah. What was that thing? Oh, do you remember bloody hell when we first started going out around town and that? We used to wear kickers, didn't we? To be smart back then, you'd wear black trousers and a shirt, and then you'd wear kickers, wouldn't you? And remember that joke they used to do? Oh, what make of those? And they go, kickers. And then they kick you in the shin. Ah, what were that for? You said kickers.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
I can remember being at queue at Visage, and the guy, bouncer, said to this lad who had this, this crappy shirt on, you're not coming in here wearing that shirt. So he takes his shirt off. He says, "How about now?" Just get in then, because he just thought it were a funny joke. So he just let it in.
Visage. Did he have out underneath his shirt?
No, he just had it. He had nowhere else out underneath. He just not coming in here wearing that shirt.
God.
What about now?
We're off on a tangent now, aren't we? Because these are stories we're going to tell as we're growing up. I feel we're kind of going through stories as we're growing up. Which is quite
Visage.
Cool.
We'll have to talk about Visage one time.
We'll talk about Visage another time. But that was a nightclub, if you didn't know. But
Visage,
we'll get to
and
that.
Ethos.
Oh, God. Don't. We'll save this. This is a gem. This is a gem. But anyway, me and Luke used to come back to mine and we used to make recordings, didn't we? Have we touched on this before?
Briefly, I think, yeah.
Yeah, well, I had this... All right, Should we do? I'll let you tell the story of my tantrum.
Oh God, that one.
I had a tantrum.
So, John's. Yeah. I had a sleepover at your house one night. What day is your birthday?
7th of May.
7th of May, so it's 6th of May then.
Yeah.
And I'm having a sleepover at your house because it's your birthday next day, isn't it? 15th birthday.
And that's it. Yeah.
And you knew what your birthday present were going to be, weren't it? From your grandma.
Yeah, because I asked for it and I'd been to pick it.
Right, okay.
I'd actually been to pick it, so I knew kind of what I was getting.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
But you couldn't wait till your birthday, could you?
I know, because I was a bit of a spoiled brat that day. Well, to be fair...
Why can't I have it now? And you locked yourself in the bathroom, didn't you? You won't come out of your bathroom unless you got your PC the day before.
Oh, dude. It's embarrassing.
Why can't I have it now? Let me out. John, if you don't come out now, I'm going home.
I remember you saying that.
Yeah.
Look, I'm not getting a computer. Did you see me crying? No, but to be fair, mate, like...
Computer back then, though, John. Imagine,
I know, they were a lot of money. I must have
like grand or something. I don't know how much she must have spent on that computer, but they will not have been cheap. That's in 95, though.
Yeah, that was about 800 quid.
Yeah.
Like, so, that's a lot. That is a lot.
Why can't I have it now?
I know.
Birthday's tomorrow.
I think what it was, Luke, was the fact that they told... I couldn't have it on my birthday. I think that's where it... I couldn't get my head around it. Why would you go and take me to pick a computer... and then say I can't have it on my birthday. You know what I mean? I think that's what the problem was. But obviously, from your point of view, it's like, fucking hell, this guy's getting a computer. I wish I could get one of them. You know what I mean?
I didn't own a PC till, like, 2002, you know?
God, and I bet that were expensive back then as well, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You know what I'm doing right now, Luke?
Median. It were a Median PC.
So you want a Median?
Median, yeah, something like that. Windows XP. No, go on then. What are you doing? I can tell you're doing summer.
Right, I'm actually trying to work out what day it was, so we can work out. Here we go. We're 15.
Yeah.
So it would have been 96 May. Let's see what day it fell on. Now that's weird, Lou, because my birthday on 1996. Fell on a Tuesday.
Mm.
So what's going on there?
Well, I obviously I was staying over that night.
I knew we had school next day.
We had school next day, yeah.
Yeah, that so, was it.
But yeah, oh, you just won't come out of that bathroom unless you got a computer.
I didn't get it though, we were at my grandma's anyway. Bloody hell, good job. But anyway, that's how I got my computer after a 15-year-old tantrum. And Luke threatening to leave my house, which was quite embarrassing.
Yeah, like, oh, I can't. I won't have it then, if you're going to go home.
Oh, God. And Luke, how far was it? Because I used to cycle to yours a lot, didn't I?
Yeah.
How far was it from my house in Wellhouse to Upper Home in Slough?
It's not that far, really. It's about 2 and a bit mile, isn't it?
Well, I'm going to check now, though, because I'm sure it's a lot longer than you actually think
it
is.
Yeah, but I had to walk to your house.
What, you didn't have a bike? You definitely had a bike, Luke. Don't play that one.
I didn't have a bike.
Of course, everyone had a bloody bike.
You can meet me halfway. All right, yeah, I'll meet you halfway. Meet you halfway over my doorstep. You know?
I know, you used to, like, meet me, like, at the top of your hill.
Halfway.
So annoying, mate.
I'll just wait till he gets here.
I'm gonna try and do this. Upper Home, would it?
Don't you? You used to rate cupboards for biscuits when you got there.
Why has it come up with Loughborough? How many fucking bloody Upper Homes are there? Oh, God. Upper Home, Slough it.
Lurgerburger.
Upper Home. there we go. Home Firth? That's not right. It's definitely cold.
John, do you even know what you're doing?
I don't. I'm terrible. I'm terrible. Upper Home, Slathwaite. I think that's it. Wellhouse, wasn't it? Wellhouse. That comes up. It's come an upper home leak. What's that all about?
It's all right. Where's leak? I'll put the postcode in.
So bearing in mind, I was a teenager. It doesn't exist. Did you actually live here, Luke?
Huh? 2.8 mile.
So, are you kidding me? So nearly 3 miles there and 3 miles back.
Yeah.
Luke, you lazy git.
A long way. That,
it was,
more
but
to
I
do at my house.
Heard of it. I suppose it was actually. But while we're at our house, weren't we? We used to do these recordings on Microsoft recording.
Voice recorder, yeah. You could rewind it, couldn't you? And slow it down and speed it up and stuff like that.
I mean, to a couple of teenage boys back then, that was amazing, like, wasn't it? Like, they're going to be really slow. But we used to, like, talk, like, really slow and then speed it up, and then we could, hello, I'm a schoolboy. And it'd go,
hello, I'm a schoolboy.
Stuff like that. And then we actually taught ourselves to speak backwards, so we could speak backwards and then play, reverse it, and then so we'd sound normal, but we didn't. Like, no,
you think it'd sound funny. Do you remember Nish Curry? Remember that?
Yes, I can.
Don't tell anybody what that means.
It's erection. But the thing is, right?
Nish Curry.
Right, we used to use. We used to use these words as code to each other
as
at
code,
school.
Yeah.
Because being a young teenage boy, you used to get random erections, usually at the end of class when the bell went off and you wanted to stand up and get out of class.
Yeah.
And Luke, everyone would be out of the room and I'd like, Luke, come on, Luke. And you'd be like,
Nish Curry.
Nish Curry. And I'm like, ah, okay. I'll wait outside.
It'll be a couple of minutes. Thanks
but
for
we
that.
Used to do full sentences, didn't we?
Mm.
Oh, I'm just trying to think what some of them were. Flia. Fish and chips.
Misty doors.
We used to just look around my bedroom, right? And see Schrottisiv.
you'd say it, wouldn't you? You'd say it like it'd sound if you reversed it.
Yes, but it never did. So so let me just explain this. So we'd look around my bedroom for stuff to say backwards. So you'd read it backwards. So I had a poster on this wall. I used to be into the X-Files and aliens and all kinds of stuff. And it said visitors in a big picture of an alien, wasn't there? Yeah. So we just read it backwards. He said, all right, let's read that and then reverse it. So we went shrotty sieve like that. And then we played it back and went visitors. never got it to sound like we tried to say bacon, didn't we? We got no cab. Back on. It just made it sound really posh.
Oh, God.
But this is back in the day when we didn't have what better to do, mate. Oh,
not
God. Together, yeah. No. If you want to play football, you can go home. She's not watching me. I'm going to be like... We just used to reverse stuff all the time because it sounded so funny. Oh dear. Oh God. Well, you know what we should do? You know what I'm going to say next? We'll have to get like a sound recorder up on this and just do it. I mean, oh God, there's got to be like somebody somewhere must have that original 1996 Microsoft voice recorder somewhere. That you could use, like, from a Windows 95, I remember it.
Yeah.
Someone must have emulated that or something, so you could use it. It'd be so funny. But we made songs on it. It was so basic, but we managed to make songs on it. Like, right, this is going to get... Luke is going to start crying in a minute.
Didn't
I can remember this.
Didn't you make one called Techno or something?
Glenn Techno.
Glenn Techno.
Basically,
Right, look, let me explain it before you start laughing your head off. He's going to start crying. I know he is. Right. Look, let me explain it. Let me explain it before you. Yeah. Right. Right, Luke, we used to make movies. Luke's brother Glenn used to get involved in these movies, right? And it used to be martial arts ones. And Glenn used to do a bit of martial arts. And on one of these scenes, Glenn sort of like tried to kick something, but he slipped and fell and landed on his rib and broke his rib. And Luke got it on camera, so he went, "Wah!" Oh, like that. So I sampled that, him breaking his rib.
I didn't have my headphone in. What part of the story have you told about Glenn breaking his rib?
About the one where he fell on his rib, that's all I've told him.
Right, so I don't know.
And the sound.
I don't know if you saw, if you watched the video for the movie making podcast, but yeah, there's a scene on one of them where we do like a triple take on something. So we filmed it, and then we filmed it from further away, and then we did it from further away again.
The kicking in the bollocks one, yeah.
Yeah. So we did the same thing with this shot of my brother getting an uppercut from Cleggy, and then then flying backwards and landing on his back. And I wanted to do the same thing, basically, to get it from three different angles. But on the third one, he landed for it and broke his rib.
I can remember the sound.
It would have been fine if I had...
He used to go... He went... Wah! Oh! And then he'd reversed it and go... Oh! What?
Oh, Jesus.
So
if I hadn't made him do it that third time, he'd have been fine.
Oh, it would have been all right, wouldn't it? But anyway, oh God, I can't even remember the song. What I did was, back then, I put my microphone, right, to a song that was, I forget the song now, but there's a bit in it that was really good, and I recorded that. And then what I did was, I got samples of Glenn breaking his rib and adding it to the song or the beat. So it should go, bah, 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 oh, bah, bah. Oh. Luke's gone. And I'll never forget, I played it, like, I played it to Luke for the first time, and it was just, you were like this, you were just like this, in absolute, oh, like that, it was so funny.
I need to find them VCR tapes.
You're going to have to, I mean.
One of them. Film one of them.
I know the song. Actually know the song. I just can't think what it's called, but we could actually recreate this song with these samples. Because I definitely know we lost them, because it was stored on the hard disk of that. Was it DX100, 486DX100 it was called, the computer. Oh, great, from Bradford. This Asian lad built it. If I remember. But yeah, oh God, these recordings, honestly, they were so funny to us. Like, the amount of stuff, the amount of laughter we used to get out of reversing conversations. We'd just talk, like, we went like this.
Yeah.
Just talk. And then you'd reverse it, and there'd be certain bits in it which would just have you crying because it sounded so funny. In reverse.
But the whole idea of trying to say it in reverse to make it sound like it's been reversed, to hope it's to play it back and then think it might sound normal.
Yeah, I remember.
That's what made it even funnier, because it just sounded even more stupid.
I know, and it was like when I said fish and chips.
Doors. Yeah. Just remember that one, and knock cab. Back on.
Norby. Luke, Norby.
But that was Glenn as well.
I know. That was so funny, right? Glenn, are you going to explain it?
Like an animation, wasn't it? Like...
Oh, that was it. So, Luke, we're doing shot by shot, weren't we?
Live animation with people.
Right.
And somehow, record it. You press record and then pause. And they were going upstairs or something like that. Like in a live animation, you know, they were going up the stairs one step at a time, and somehow we just picked this sound effect up.
Not me.
No idea what it was. We can't
even figure out to this day what he must have said to make that noise.
What the hell were that?
Novi. We actually named it Novi, didn't we? Oh, I'm crying.
As well, I think, won it. Or was it Glenn? I don't know.
It was Glenn. It was Glenn. It was 100% Glenn. Novi. Oh, God. People probably listen to this thing and say, what's so funny about Novi?
What the hell are you talking about? Yeah, what's so funny about all that? But, like, I don't know, just at the time, it was just so...
Fish and chips. There's something funny about trying to say something backwards and then play it forwards. And it just sounds so funny. Oh, I don't know if I should tell this story because I've just had a flashback. Oh, this probably isn't very diverse, but I'm going to tell it anyway because it's coming to my head. It is aimless yarn after all. I was a bit of a computer geek, wasn't I? I think, and I used to spend a lot of time just messing with settings and stuff on computers. And I was telling you about the Acorn computers, and we had them all through the school, didn't we?
I don't think we could. Should go.
No, I can't. No, I'm going to word it in a way. Right.
I really don't think we should go there, John.
No, we are.
I'm going to pause this recording.
No, don't. Please don't. Please don't. Because I'm going to say it in such a way that it's not going to be offensive.
I really don't think we should go there.
Look, just chill. I'm going to say it in such a way. Right. I'm going to have to tell you. Anyway. I actually found a way of changing the startup sound on computers. I managed to find the right file and everything, right? And I thought it'd be a really good idea to change the startup sound of every single computer in the high school to a certain one. Now, I was being very stereotypical when I did this, and there was a young Asian lad called Abdul, wasn't there? Do you remember Abdul?
This story. I was not involved in this at all.
This is stereotypical, right? That's what I'm going to put it as. And basically, I made a recording of me recreating what tea time was like in Abdul's house. So I pretended to be his mum and him, and Abdul was up in his bedroom. I pretended, and his mum shouted, "Abdul, what do you want for your tea?" And he replied, "Curry." Which is a stereotype, okay? Anyway, I then took this recording. I think I got it on a floppy disk from home. This is how long ago it was. And I managed to put it on the network on every single computer in the school. And then anyway, Abdul... sat down one day to turn on the computer and expecting to see the normal Acorn logo. But no, what comes up? "Abdul, what do you want for your tea?" "Curry!" Like that. And he was not very impressed about it. And the best thing was, they came looking for me, didn't they? Somehow they found out it was me. And I blamed it on this other lad. So I didn't get beat up. It was great.
Oh, God.
Oh, so it even got us into trouble a bit, didn't it?
I know.
You know, so there you go. Oh, so I've made you cry tonight, Luke, already. I know. But that ties in with his movie making a bit, didn't it? Because that's how we started off, didn't it? We started off recording and editing different sounds. And I suppose, looking back, we've always had a keen kind of passion for media, haven't we?
Mm.
Without even realising. And I've forgotten, I mean, even this podcast, right? This is media, isn't it? It's media.
Yeah.
And I think we've both kind of forgotten how much fun it is to do stuff like this, like media-wise.
When you talk about it and you realise, like looking back on it, and how funny it is just to talk about it.
Oh,
it makes
God,
makes you realise
yeah.
how funny it must have been to do it at the time.
Oh, massively. We wouldn't be crying now.
I mean, if me and you were to sit here now at the computer
yeah,
and just do that, like we used to do,
you
know,
still
4-year-old, you know what I mean, and do that. I think we'd just have as much fun doing it now as we did then, you know.
We would, and I think I actually do think we should try. If you dig out your VHSs, if you get a minute, locate some of these, send me some samples, and I'll try and recreate this Glen Techno. I would actually Glen do Techno. It. I'd even try and find the same program just
what's
to make
the,
it even harder.
What's the song called? Or the tune?
I've got it in my head. It went... Oh, God, it was brilliant. Oh, it took me ages as well, because I was just looking at the visual beats. Because it wasn't even an editing program, was it? I just made it become an editing program. I've got it in my phone somewhere. I'll have to dig it out. But I'll record it and I'll try and recreate it. But, oh, God, it was so good. I don't even know how I sampled it. Must have just recorded it off your TV or something. That's how basic it was.
Mm.
Oh, God. But, yeah, like I said, mate, it's going back to media again. And I'll be honest, like, I've had a bit of... before I started this podcast, I felt like there was something missing in me. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, I don't know if all dads go through it, but you kind of devote that much time and effort towards your kids and your family. I think you kind of forget about yourself a bit because you are kind of bottom of the pile in a family, aren't you? Anyway, you know, your kids and your wife come first kind of thing. And then you kind of like sit at the, you feel like you sit at the bottom, you're like, well, what? You know, what do I do anymore to be myself and make myself happy? You know, and I've touched on this before. I've suffered really badly with my mental health in the past, and I've struggled for probably about 3 or 4 years with it, trying to find that passion that I haven't had. Like I thought it was cars. Then I don't really have time for cars anymore. Then I was like, well, what the bloody hell? What's up with me? And then, you know, doing this is, oh, I can't tell you, Luke, the improvement in me, you know, I'm back to myself again just doing this podcast. This is why I rave on about it. We, you know, because obviously it's rife at the minute with COVID. There's a lot of people, isn't there, suffering with mental health. And I'm just trying to get in contact with, you know, with a friend or just pick up the phone and try and rediscover what used to make you happy, like what you used to enjoy doing and just do it. You've got the technology to do it. You know, everyone's doing Zoom and what have you, and just do what makes you happy and keep in contact with your mates. And if you can tie them together like this, it's brilliant, isn't it? You know, it's brilliant.
I'm just glad that I'm enjoying it, and
yeah,
you know, I remember you saying, you know, why don't we do a podcast? And I'm like, what the hell are we going to talk about that someone's going to listen to? Do you know? And honestly,
they might not listen to it. Might we just be just talking to thin air? But
whether people listen to it or not, but you know, I remember you saying, you know, let's do a podcast. And I'm like, what the, you know, like I said, what the hell are we going to talk about? And who the hell's going to listen to it?
Yeah,
and that were like weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks before we actually like got down to doing it.
Yeah,
that's still of that opinion of what really, why would anyone listen to a podcast of us two nattering on, you know?
What the hell
have we got to talk about? But then you kind of contacted me again, and I think we were talking on phone for a bit, and I don't know, the subject came up again, and you said, oh, I think we should do it because of this, you know?
Yeah.
And then you told me about these other podcasts that you listen to, and that it's just mates just nattering on, you know.
Mm.
And you enjoy listening to it. And I thought, well, okay. So I looked into it, and, you know, how easy it is just to do it. It's just.
Oh, yeah, you know, you can do it with your phone. You I think the first one we did was on my phone, wasn't it?
Yeah. So it's just that easy. But the fact that the effect it's having on you is like such a positive impact to how it's making you feel is making it definitely making it all worthwhile.
Yeah, I mean, I'm
enjoying it. I'm okay. You know, I'm not really suffering the way that you were, but it's kind of the fact that it's affecting you in that positive way means, you know, I'll find a story to talk about every week forever. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because
we've got so many stories as well, haven't we?
Exactly.
We've got so many stories. And it was the reconnection, mate. Because, you know, I've moved miles away. I moved away from my friends, my family.
Yeah.
To be with Kaz, you know. And it's the best thing I ever did. But I obviously miss all my friends and all my family. And this is another way. I was just trying to fill my time with stuff. When, you know, just trying to make myself feel happy again. And nothing worked. And then it was right on the end of my nose. It was, well, it's because you're not with your friends. You're not with your family.
Yeah.
And then we finally found something we can do together that kind of keeps us in contact.
Yeah.
Keeps us, gives us something positive to do and enjoy at the same time, because we haven't done it in years, have we?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's, anyone do it. But I also find, Luke, that listening to podcasts is a very good thing.
Mm.
I used to struggle a lot with anxiety going to work, even though I like my job. I'd struggle on listening to radio, my mind would just go off. But I found that listening to podcasts, it actually concentrates your mind on something, because you're listening to a conversation rather than just music and adverts.
Yeah.
And that really helped me, and that gave me an idea. You know?
Good.
But it's awesome. But anyway, I'd probably knocking on a bit now, Luke. Should we do a bit of reflection on this podcast?
We'll reflect on this.
Go
every
on.
Podcast we say we'll stick to 45 minutes.
Go on.
What are we on now?
I don't even know what time we started.
20 minutes again?
No, I think we're up to about I think it is actually an hour and 20 minutes. Oh, I apologise.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, like I said, mate.
It flows, you know, I'm not bothered. It's fine.
This is why it's called Aimless Yarn at the end of the day. We have a loose script that I write the day before.
Yeah.
And we try and stick to it, but you know, if we're going to tangent, we've got so many stories, we could do this for 10 years, I reckon. You know what I mean? And if it makes people happy and it makes us happy, why not?
And then, like, in a couple of years down the line, we'll be saying, God, remember that first podcast we did? God, what a nightmare that was.
Well, we're on five now.
Problem with audio. Microphones and oh God, what a mess that was.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But you learn as you go, don't you? Obviously, we've got decent mics. I think this is I'm hoping this is the first week that I don't overpower you with my mic volume, because it's very hard to tell what your volume is, isn't it?
Until you listen to it back.
Yeah. So we apologise for any previous kind of audio. We're just working it out. Working it out. But yeah, reflecting back, don't pick up cursed rocks.
No.
So don't make it argue with your best friend.
Don't break a pebble.
Don't break a pebble in half. There might be something rotten inside.
No.
Other thing is,
and if you're not old enough to buy a pint, don't tell your mate you're not old enough.
Well, it's good to try. You can try, can't you? You can try. Worst they're going to say is no, innit? So you can try an underage. I'm not encouraging underage.
I remember getting grassed up in an off-license trying to buy a bottle of white diamond, you know.
God.
Greeny.
Well, that were it. Used to give
Greeny
everyone...
Oh, God, what an idiot. Oh, you by the way, you ain't old enough to buy beer. You'd have sold it me anyway, because you just... Kids were in there buying it all the time.
Yeah, they were. I used to remember buying packs of Skull.
Yeah.
He's getting drunk on Skull and it's 2.5%. What's all that about? I'm pissed. Yeah. How many cans you had? Two.
Yeah.
It's 2.5%.
Skull.
But like I said, I mean, if you are thinking of going on Holiday with me, obviously COVID, when it's not COVID, sorry.
Yeah.
But if you want to go on a lad's holiday or go on holiday with your best mate, just do it. Don't worry if you fall out. You're still going to be mates at the end of it. And like I say, it's given us some of the best memories we'll ever have. You know. But next week, Luke, what do you want to talk about next week? Because my daughter was just turned 18. She listens and she wanted me to talk about teachers because I used to do funny voices for her and she loved them. So I know it's a touchy one, but let's yeah, face okay, it, Luke. Yeah. Half of them are probably retired or dead. So I don't think we're going to offend anyone.
Right, okay.
So we're going to talk about teachers because we had a lot of characters at our school.
Yeah.
And we used to take the mickey out of them, and I think it'd be quite fun to do.
I've got a drawing of one of them teachers in that same album.
Oh, you still got it?
I've still got it, yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
So I'll give you that as well.
I can't wait. I can picture that in my head, actually, what you drew. We're a bit weird, aren't we, drawing pictures of teachers? What's going on? I don't know. But anyway...
He's even got the tinted glasses on the picture.
Glasses. Oh, for God's sake. Bailey's going to love this next episode, you know, if we talk about him. Because I used to do accents for him. So yeah. Loved it.
I can remember the first time I met Bailey. The first time I came down there. We went out somewhere. I don't know where we'd gone. We were out in car anyway, me, you and Bailey.
Yeah.
And he goes, you do a voice for him, don't you, Luke? And I went, oh yeah, and I did his voice and I'd said this thing and you'd like, I'd never heard him say that. But, like we've got our memories of him, haven't we? You've got your
memories. Yeah, we have.
I've got mine.
Yeah.
So
that'll be interesting to talk about.
Something you didn't know about him, so yeah.
Yeah. Well, you're looking from two people's perspectives, aren't you? So we kind of fill in the blanks between us, don't we? Like,
yeah,
exactly. It's how memories work, isn't it? People remember stuff differently. But yeah, as always, we still haven't received his first email or comment yet. I don't know why we bother saying this.
I know, yeah.
But please like, comment. You know, we want your feedback. And if there's a particular subject you want us to talk about or any fond memories, you know, just... We'll read them out. We'll have a section for reading emails out, but at the minute we haven't got... No one's written us anything, so we can't read any out.
The start of the podcast, I was like, how are emails working? Is email address working? Yeah, well, there's only one email in there. Which email's that? Oh, it's one where we set Zoom up, you know. we set Zoom up with our email address.
Oh, dear. But if you do want to get in touch... Yeah, we have got Twitter as well at Aimless Yarn. We've got Facebook, which is also at Aimless Yarn, a Facebook page. Email Luke, which is
aimless.yarn@outlook.com.
Yeah, try and fill out.
Everything's called Aimless Yarn.
It's funny, isn't it? Yeah. And maybe we can get that inbox count over one. Also, we're on YouTube, so please like.
Maybe we'll get our listener counter over. Two unique listeners. Me and you.
That's his mum's.
I can't remember when that was. I remember looking on there and it was looking for dashboard, it's called, to see what the stats are. Two unique listeners.
And that is me and you, because I subscribe. also, YouTube, we're on there. If you want to see his ugly mugs, please go on there. Aimless Yarn. And like and subscribe. Plugs
share
and info.
Yes,
yeah, share the videos.
Like,
you think it's
subscribe,
funny?
Share, comment, and ring the bell for notifications.
Just do everything.
That helps grow the channel, and it hopefully, you know, more people will be able to listen.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping.
And we're everywhere. The podcast's everywhere. It's on Spotify. It's on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, everywhere.
It's everywhere, so you can listen to it.
Anchor.fm/.
Yes, so please look for any funny podcast and we should be there.
Yeah.
Top of the pile. No. Yeah. plugs and info, Luke. So, obviously, Morecambe probably has its own tourism website. So, please go on Google.
Not that there's much there now.
Please search Google and visit Morecambe on your next family holiday. Luke's got his own YouTube channel.
Luke S. Film.
Luke S. Film. You can
not
find
Lucas
all...
Film.
Not Lucas. Not
Lucas Film.
Film.
Luke S. Film. Luke S. Film.
S for sugar. And he has all these videos that we used to do, home videos. Okay, when I say home videos, look, it makes me sound like a, makes me think of a really dodgy, don't know, like self-made porn video. I don't like calling home movies. What should we call them?
Just call
DIY
them.
Movies, whatever
just
you want to
call them. Movies.
Yeah, just call it movies. Yeah. You can see everything we've been talking about in the past. Go on to his YouTube channel and check that out. I also do my own car flicks. If you're into cars, it's Carflix, spelled C-A-R-F-L-I-X. It's a little man, orange man driving a car, not the Brazilian garage, which is also called Carflix. Annoying. Anyway, that's it for this week's podcast. And thanks ever so much for listening. And it's bye from me.
Mm. Oh, John, I forgot to press record.
Oh, you're joking. Very funny. That would have been funny, wouldn't it? Tell you what gave it away, look, that big red flashing light that right above your head.
I know, yeah. How many times have we done that when we're making films?
Oh, God.
I'm not doing that again. I'm not doing that again.
Right, we've got to go. We've got to go. So it's bye from me.
And bye from him.
And we'll see you on the next episode.
Yeah.
See you later.
See you. Bye.
Bye. Bye.